We're back to Neil Haley's show on the Total Celebrity segment. And this guy, we had a blast. I was sharing some stuff 5 years ago in L.A. He has to remind me, or it was 2013. So about 5 years ago, a month later, we finally met. We're both from Pittsburgh. And we talked about his Clemente film. And now he has another one called Canaan Land. So I'm excited to welcome the program director, producer, actor, Richard Rossi. Richard, how are you? And isn't that true? I mean, we kind of connected on the strangest thing, both being from Pittsburgh, and then we got to meet in LA, and then we got to meet at your family's home too. So how are you, Richard?
Wonderful. It's really great to talk again. And it was great to meet you and your wife when we showed the Clemente film back there.
Oh, exactly. And just update our fans out there, your fans of yours, about how everything with the Clemente film, and also for Jamie's condition of what happened to Jamie of the horrific accident and how he's recovering. And it's a tremendous story. Give us those quick things before we get into Canaan Land.
Yeah, so our film on Clemente Baseball's Last Hero, 21 Clemente Stories, you know, it played all over the place and even was noticed by the Pope, and there was a lot of press about that. And then Jamie Nieto, who played Roberto Clemente in a stellar performance, he had an accident. He was coaching at a school that our daughter Karis was attending, Azusa Pacific University, and doing a backflip off a beam, he was paralyzed. And you know, this was one of the greatest elite athletes, an Olympic athlete, so we were all praying for a miracle. And lo and behold, at his wedding to his lovely wife, also an Olympian, he walked down the aisle, and it was not only God's grace but Jamie's determination. He got up and walked down that aisle and married his bride, so he's doing remarkably well. I've had the chance to visit a couple times with him since, and we're really grateful for everyone's prayers for Jamie.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a tremendous story to have him getting better and recovering, and it's great to hear about the film. Now, Richard, we go from the baseball, which is one of your greatest passions, to your faith, and this film is really going after the shysters of the world, right, Richard? The shysters of the world that call themselves, evangelists and are truly just there to take people's money, right, Richard?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had some fans of the shyster evangelists get upset with me about this film, but the film does show the difference between true, authentic faith. There's a character in the film, Sister Sarah Sunday, who is a true believer and very, very authentic, played by Rebecca Holden, who starred on the classic TV show Knight Rider. And then I play a character who's a con man using the televangelist thing to get money. And working in the world of preaching and evangelism a lot, particularly in my young adult years, I did see many that were faking healings, doing all kind of parlor tricks, telling people on TV, if you send me a vow of $1,000, you'll get your healing, and just terrible abuse of vulnerable people that they would dupe.
Oh, and who would name some of those out there? Are you naming them in the film at all, the Canaan film? Are you naming some of these evangelists?
Well, in the film, it's a fictional story, so the names are all fiction. However, there's quite a few out there I've named in interviews. One person I ethically don't agree with what he does is Benny Hinn. He's out there.
Oh, yeah.
He does a lot of things like he has these big crusades where he claims these people are being healed on the stage, but he has screeners before they even get to the stage. He only puts up people that are going to say they're healed. And there have been people that have followed the cases afterwards, and people in the adrenaline rush of the service feel better, but they found a lot of the claims to be fraudulent. I mean, he claimed to raise people from the dead, and Larry King called him on it. Larry King got him to admit right on his show that, you know, well, who are the names of the people you raise from the dead? And he, you know, Larry King's not a gotcha type of journalist, but even Larry King got him to admit that some of these claims weren't real.
Oh, that's so terrible to think about those things, Richard, and to know that this is happening. And I know another guy that's like Benny Hinn that I'll call out, and maybe that is Benny. They live in these lavish houses. They have this. They make all this money, and yet they're trying to tell you that they're preaching the gospel. Meaning, you can't have money. I mean, so let me go to one that I would bring up, and then I want to go more into the film. And let's go to Joel Osteen. Do you feel he is in the Benny Hinn category or not, Richard?
Well, Joel Osteen, he hasn't done the fake healing tricks that some of the other ones have done. He's more of a positive thinking guy. I think he's not quite as toxic as the ones that are telling you have to send him money to get healed. He took a bit of a beating on the hurricanes down there because he had this huge facility and there were other stores and other businesses that opened up right away. And it took him getting badgered on Twitter to finally open up. I would say if I were rating them, he would be not as bad as the fake healer people. Like, some people can listen to him and get a little bit of a positive thinking. But like you said, a lot of them are living these lavish lifestyles. And, you know, when you really think about it, Neil, here's people like Benny Hinn has a huge mansion in Newport Beach. Joel Osteen, you know, millionaire several times over. Do these people really need, you know, the poor widow in Pittsburgh to send the money she has for her electric bill? You think of the places that we could send this money if we really want to help people. We could send it to, say, Vincent DePaul, who their money goes right to hurting poor people, or UNICEF that goes right to impoverished children and mothers in third world countries that, you know, the money's really going to help someone that needs it, you know?
And there's a fine line. There's a fine line to the Joel Olsteins that are in these lavish things to someone like Purpose Driven Life, Rick Warren. And Rick does. That he has a huge following, and he's done tremendous things for people, changing their lives with Purpose Driven Life. But however, where do we draw that line, Richard? You know, where, like, let's say a Catholic priest doesn't make any money, all right, or certain churches in inner cities don't make any money, while other ones make a ton. TD Jakes, I don't put them in the category of the Canaan land, but also they have to start thinking about these things more, right? Wouldn't you say, Richard? In certain ways, like maybe be more non for profit and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right. And you said, you know, let's start thinking about these things. And that's the problem with a lot of people in the religious realm, is they're afraid to critically think. They think that criticizing these preachers is criticizing God. And the preachers prey on that. There's a verse they misquote from the Bible that says, touch not God's anointed and don't do his prophets harm. And they literally tell them, if you criticize me or come against me, God's going to get you. In fact, Benny Hinn said, anyone who criticizes me, I pray God will shoot them with a Holy Ghost machine gun. So they give you this feeling that Almighty God is against you if you even, and that's the first role of cults is, you know, don't definitely think, give up your critical thinking.
And that scares me. And so, and that's a great point you bring up about critical thinking in that way. And we don't know, Richard. Honestly, here's the thing we have to remember if we're really Christ believers, is we could run this horrible life and then we repent and truly believe we're truly sorrowful for our sins before we die, and we can still go to heaven. So just because, just because we're the worst person in the world, we can repent and be okay. We're all sinners in this world. And just because we have to listen to specific people and their specific way to get us to heaven, that's not the case if we're reading scripture correctly. And we're reading, and even the Catechism of the Catholic Church as well, for me being Catholic.
Yes, and like you said about God's love and grace and forgiveness, you know, even in our story, I guess without giving away too many of the details of the ending of Canaan Land, I even have God's unconditional love for the con man preacher that, you know, if he repents, he can truly believe and get Christ, not just in his head in a way that he can use it for money, but to get Christ in his heart so that he truly repents and gives the money back to the people he rips off.
And we also, Richard, another group, and I'm going to kind of go into this, and you're like, good, this is exactly what I'm looking for, Neil, is the group of people out there, the evangelicals, that are taking politics as the most important thing in religion. And we know what's happening now, and it's splitting it down the middle. I'm going to tell you right now, before President Trump, I was a staunch conservative. Now I am in that middle and keeping my mouth shut because I cannot condone what's happening on either side of the aisle now. I want to look at, we got to look at people as all human beings to help and serve and do God's work. And literally both sides are just using religion and ideology to program people, in my opinion, Richard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really true. I mean, when you think about it, the religious right makes it out like Jesus would be a Republican. And like you said, both sides have some points, I think, that are biblical, and then they have blind spots, you know, like on the religious right side, they may have some concerns that are biblical, like being pro-life and things like that. But, you know, Matthew 25, in fact, they used to sing it in the Mass at St. Athanasius, where I grew up in Westview all the time, the song, "When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink." Well, that Matthew 25 passage says Christ will judge the nations as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. So our nation can't just cut programs for disadvantaged people and say, well, this is the Christian way. Well, they will say that's the church's job, but the church is really, many of them aren't really helping out those people like the St. Vincent de Paul's or the Salvation Army's help. So, but then on the Democrat side, you can see their blind spots that aren't lining up with Scripture as well, of course. So, you know, our hope has to be in our faith and in Christ in us. And we can't put our faith in a politician, that's for sure. Yeah, we've made that mistake again and again and again.
It scares me. It scares me, Richard, because, again, that's the thing that's happening. Either we hate, and what we're leading to is condoning hating somebody based on beliefs. If you support Donald Trump, you're evil. Or if you support Barack Obama, you're evil. Or you support Nancy Pelosi, you're evil. Instead of saying, you know what, they have both sides have different things. We need more parties and two political parties. A Christian party would be a fantastic thing like in other countries. That we have to look at the human being, and we all have our individual belief system and life. And that's the thing. And this is what everyone preys off of. Television, radio, podcasts, whatever, to put their agendas out there. And that's it. And that's why you did Canaan Land, to show, guess what? There's wolves in sheep's clothing, and we got to watch out for those people. And the truly people that help others are truly selfless, Richard.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Mother Teresa's of the world. And you mentioned how we're all sinners, and you can see that in a political thing. That Romans 3:23 says all of us have sinned. My paraphrase is we're all fallible, screwed up, nutty people. We're all bozos on this bus. And, you know, Trump had his tape about objectifying women and grabbing them and things like that. And then on the other side of the aisle, you know, Clinton and Al Franken and some of the Democrats, it just shows you it's not a partisan issue. All the people in office, and even some of the great people of our history, JFK, Martin Luther King Jr., even some of these people that accomplished these amazing good things and stood for good things, you know, if you dig deeper, you find that they were all just human, fallible people like the rest of us that needed forgiveness, you know. JFK and MLK both had their allegations of the same thing.
All right. Well, fantastic, Richard. I know you want our listeners right now to help you. And this is just to help get this film out there to tell the truth. You're still funding this film. What's the best place they can do right now, Richard, to help the film and everything? What can they do?
Well, I'd say the GoFundMe. It's GoFundMe.com/Canaanland. GoFundMe.com/Canaanland. CanAAN land. You know, we're raising money on GoFundMe. We're about 80% of the way shot, and need money to finish a few more things to finish. So, we hope to have this film out this year, 2018, by Christmas time, because it has a very strong Christmas message in it.
Oh, I'm going to hope and pray for that, Richard, and look forward to interviewing some of the actors down the line on the show and all that stuff. That's why I love that connection in L.A. And I'll be heading back, Richard, and I'm going to invite you to come to Otfest. I'm going to find out if I'm allowed to invite people and all other celebrities, because the Otfest Film Festival right outside of L.A., I don't know where that's going to be this year. I'd love you to be a guest of mine, meaning on the red carpet, because you are, and just say, you know, you're here and you, with your IMBD, I'm going to put the this out there and then invite other people like maybe a Siobhan, maybe a Jamie to support what Ottfest is doing. We didn't get a lot showed up last year because I'm not the PR person, but I want to talk to you about that as well because it was too bad. Some of the celebrities said they were coming and they didn't. And I know you know a lot. And this is such a great cause, autism, and what the Ottfest Film Festival is all about. And what Ed Asner's doing with Matt and everything, and Matthew, and he has four kids with autism, Ed's son.
Wow. I got to meet Ed Asner. I was asked by a filmmaker out here, Susie Carter, to introduce her film starring Valerie Harper. And they brought a lot of the Mary Tyler Moore stars and the 70s TV stars to the screening. I sat beside Don Wells from Gilligan's Island, and Ed Asner was there. And Ed Asner is one of the all-time greats, both as an actor and as a humanitarian in the industry.
Well, Richard, we'll definitely invite you and see who you can pull out of your celebrity list, especially if it all works out in April. I'll get more information soon. I'm going to be contacting them saying, hey, you know, you've invited these celebrities, but you invite all A-listers. What happens, Richard? They don't always show. But if you have connections like myself, you know they won't do that to somebody if the relationship's there. That's for sure. All right. Well, good talking. You stay on the line. I want to chat with you after this interview. And thanks for calling, Richard.
You're welcome, Neil. And I'm on a cell, so if
why don't you just tell
just call right back.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, thanks, Richard. All right, take care. Bye bye. You're listening to Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.